It's time for JB and the General. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now. 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Away we go on a Tuesday morning in Music City. JB and the General, WNSR, John Burton, Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Good morning. After a rainy night, I may or may not have got caught in the rain last night when I was doing my Monday night tour. Kind of sucked. But, you know, what are you going to do? Did it rain all night, Patton? By the way, good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning. All night and all morning, it rained on me coming in this morning.
That's why I slept like a baby last night. On rainy nights, I'm out, bro. Plus, like, I didn't get a new mattress, but I got, like, a mattress topper.
Sure, yep.
You know what I mean? And that, and I finally went back to the chiropractor yesterday. I hadn't been since November. So he straightened me out. Yeah, well, he got me right, man. He got all that good stuff. I got the electrostem treatment. I got the spinal decompression. Because what happened was probably going on about maybe 10 years ago. I woke up on a Saturday morning in the middle of the summer, and I was pretty much numb from my waist down.
Oh my gosh.
And I had a compressed spine. And, you know, for all those years playing rugby, and then I was taking bumps in the ring, pro wrestling for about six years.
Squatting 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. And it took its toll. And I was scared to death. I was like, I'm paralyzed. And I went and saw, shout out to my chiropractor, Dr. Dixon, Andy, who we will be getting in touch with here soon, talking about some things. But he got me right. I did 2 months of steady treatment, and then Now I can do everything. I can run. I can jump. I can, you know, I can deadlift heavy. I can squat heavy. Not that I want to do that anymore at my age, but you know, he got me right, so that was good. But so I go back. I try to go back like every other month or every month, just to get just to keep things on schedule.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So yeah, the combination of the rain, not the new mattress, but the new mattress cover. And the chiropractic treatment that I got, man, I was dead asleep when the alarm went off this morning. Like normally I kind of get up a few minutes before the alarm goes off. I was out. I was like, oh. Anyway, obviously must win for the Predators tonight in Vancouver. They're down 3-1 in their series to the Canucks. We talked about it yesterday, how for the most part, the Preds feel like they've been the better team. And they're down 3-1, and they're on the road facing elimination. All signs point to Vancouver winning tonight and eliminating the Preds, which is why I got a funny feeling the Preds are going to win tonight.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This series has been so weird, bro.
Yeah, no matter the result, you're not really going to be surprised by any sense. After the series, after the season, you'll be able to look at it and say, we played so well, but things just didn't go our way. We found ourselves down 3-1, but in hockey, 3-1 isn't the same as basketball as hockey in terms of coming back. So it's not without the realm of possibility.
We've seen a handful of teams go get down 0-3 and come back and win in hockey. It's never happened before in basketball, and it's only happened once, I'm told, in baseball, but I don't remember that.
Now, traditionally, I would say you win here on the road. And you get to go back home and for sure get a win. That has not happened in this series. Going back home is not necessarily
the Preds have been lousy at home.
Really have been
in the playoffs the last several years,
right?
Actually.
And it's odd because and it's different, of course. But regular season, you felt like you kind of got back to your old ways with the Preds at home, but that hasn't come to fruition. Now, for the majority of it, you've been pretty good, but so on and so forth. But it's big one tonight. No matter the result, I'm not going to be surprised.
Yep.
I've just got the feeling it will end tonight.
What happens tonight?
I think it does end tonight. I think the Canucks are going to play their best game of the series.
They haven't yet.
They have not.
Well, they did once and they lost.
Exactly. Game two was their best game. You lose. I think they're going to come out firing tonight, ready to kind of give the home fans a complete performance, something they haven't been able to give so far. I see it ending tonight. I see State of the Union what will come on and give tomorrow for the Pred season. But tonight I see it ending, but I'm not counting the Preds out by any means, and I'm not counting them out totally for the season, but I think this is all but over.
Do we know who's playing in goal tonight for Vancouver? Because Tockett said that the Smith is a possibility. You know, it was kind of like a judgment call they made to keep him out on Sunday for game four. And, you know, Archer Sievels or whatever his name is actually didn't play half bad. You know, I mean, the one goal he gave up, it went, it, you know, the puck went in off of Forsberg's skate. You know, he wasn't terrible. I mean, he kept them in the game.
Trying to look here.
Yeah, I did a quick search, and I haven't seen or heard anything. We'll know more today because, you know, they'll have their morning skate, and I'm sure Tockett will, well, maybe he won't announce who's in net. He doesn't have to.
No, it's, that's another hockey.
He might do one of those, hey, well, gold. You know, we'll let you know, when the puck drops, or, you know, so, yeah, I could definitely see Vancouver finally saying, listen, man, this is, you know, let's put this series to bed tonight. Let's play our best game in front of our home fans. We've got, you know, we've got the home ice advantage. We got the crowd on our side. We've got, you know, the benefit of the last line change, all those types of things. So,
you also don't want to carry on this series any longer than it has
to. No, if you're Vancouver, if you lose tonight, there's more pressure because now you got to go back to Nashville. And then
got to put more miles on your body.
Exactly. When would game six be? Friday?
Yes.
Friday night. So if you lose Friday night, now you go home. The good news is you're home for game seven. The bad news is all the pressure is on you. And we talked about it. Anything can happen in a game seven. Game sevens are weird, man. You know, we've seen some crazy things happen in game sevens, whether it's baseball, basketball, or hockey.
Well, and the Preds themselves have been pretty reliable in game sevens. They've had some nice outcomes in game seven traditionally. Now it's a different team, of course, but you're right. It's not anywhere you want to be. Now you have the advantage of it being at home. Not that home ice has really meant much, right, to be honest, this series, but right, you get to have it back at home. But like I said, this is round one. You don't need round two, three, and four kind of prolonging after round one because this is, right, I believe miles wise, the furthest distance between each team. So, yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous
that the Predators play in the Western Conference. All right, don't get me started on that. You know, I mean, the MLS finally got smart with Nashville SC and said they need to be in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Can you do me a favor? Check the odds for tonight. Odds for tonight's game and series odds. You know, because going into game four, the Preds were +198 to win the series, which I thought was curious, you know, given the fact that there's, you know, all the goaltender issues with the Vancouver Canucks and, you know, the fact that the Preds had, even though they were down 2-1, had played pretty darn well in the three games. So, we'll see what happens tonight. I mean, this is a legacy game for Saros, I think. You know, I mean, these might be the final days of his Predators career. We don't know. And he's going to have to come up huge tonight, obviously.
-120 right now are the Canucks. They are slight favorites.
Wow. See, so that's, yeah. That's not an overwhelming deal.
I'm checking on playoff odds. But like you mentioned, I thought it was interesting even after dropping game three. It wasn't huge favorites, but Preds, Vegas-wise, were favorites still to get out of this series.
They were?
Yeah, after game three, they were still favorites to win game four and win the series, I believe.
That's not what I saw.
Okay.
I remember I checked. I woke up Sunday, and I checked, and I thought they were +198 to win the series.
Okay.
And I'm curious to know what it is now. I thought somebody said they were, like, in the +600s. But, I mean, yeah, so obviously Vegas thinks – tonight, you know, it's almost 50-50, you know. So, the obviously, Vegas feels like the Preds have a shot to win tonight.
In terms of the series, it is steep odds. -900 for the Canucks to win out.
Wow.
Or win the series, and Preds are +600.
Okay, that's what I thought. Moment.
Not the worst odds.
It's not bad value.
Compared to some others.
Well, I mean, would it shock you if the Preds won three in a row and moved on to the second round?
Shock, no. I would be surprised by some margin, just because I mentioned it yesterday. When you play as well as they've had, how much better can they really play,
right,
John, to win three in a row? The margins are as fine as they gets at this point at 3-1. So it's hard to see, but you look at it however you want. You've played so well, so why can't you play three more games and kind of get the bounces to go your way? Or you look at it, you've played so well, and it hasn't worked.
Right.
So why will it work?
The tank is drained, right?
Yeah.
And like you said, we're waiting for Vancouver to play at their top level game. And it could come tonight. If that's the case, they're going to win, and probably going to win rather convincingly, I would think.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. So as we kind of, catch our breath on what happened this weekend during the draft, I thought something that you said, and our buddy Philip Cox over at Strike and Spare, we went and visited him yesterday, had a nice chat. And, again, not a Titans fan. I'm friend of Titans fan. My initial reaction is, oh, okay, they drafted Latham. He played on the right side. He'll shift over to the left, and he'll be fine. What's the big deal? But talking to you and talking to Phil and listening to some of the other diehard Titans fans, I kind of get. He said something that really, really resonated with me, and you kind of echoed it. He basically said, I'm sure it'll be fine. But as a Titans fan, a diehard Titans fan, I am really sick and tired of the front office telling me, just wait until you see what our first round draft pick does. I want the sure thing. I get that. I do. I'm understanding that more because I didn't, the day after the draft, after the first round, my mindset was kind of like, well, what's everybody upset about or contentious about? It'll be fine. We don't know it'll be fine. We think it'll be fine. The Titans are telling us it'll be fine. Rand Carthon, Anthony Robinson, the assistant GM, Brian Callahan, the head coach, and J.C. Latham himself have all said, don't worry, it's going to be fine. But I kind of get where you're coming from now. I understand that because, you want the sure thing, right? As a Giants fan, I feel pretty good that Malik Nabers is going to be good. Now, I don't know who's going to be throwing him the ball. We'll worry about that down the road. But, the Giants finally have a big play wide receiver, a true number one. And you feel good about him based on what you've seen, based on his college tape, based on, what the scouts say and all that. There's a lot of unknown about J.C. Latham. And I can understand if you're a diehard Titans fan, it's like, dude, really? I have to sit here and hope against hope that this guy can convert from a college right tackle to an NFL left tackle, which is the second most important position on any offense, assuming your quarterback's right-handed.
Yeah, and I think for Titans fans specifically, I can speak to it because I kind of feel the same way at some point. I think my opinions on J.C. Latham, I made them known on Friday. I think it will work out, and we can get into those reasons later, but first round picks,
you don't want there to be a guessing game,
exactly.
or a
And traditionally, these past 5 years, you look at who the Titans have drafted. It's been a lot of not surefire day one starters. I mean, kind of going through it, Jeffrey Simmons. Now it's worked out well. It was a masterstroke from John Robinson, but it's a guy coming off an ACL. When really was he going to be ready? And it took all of 2 years, John, to really, till you saw a bona fide starter in Jeffrey Simmons. Now, you're reaping the benefits now.
Mm-hmm.
But Isaiah Wilson, I thought, was going to be a surefire right tackle starter. We saw how that worked out.
Not so good.
Caleb Farley, he's coming off injury after injury after an injury. You're thinking, well, this is going to be a one-year project. We don't need him to start right away. Turns out you did absolutely need him to start right away because your secondary got torched all season long. Treylon Burks, you trade away A.J. Brown, so you need him to get going right away. You need him to be a surefire starter. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work because he comes in out of shape, and I won't say overweight, but out of shape to camp.
He had a little bit of a spare tire from what I saw, if I remember that rookie minicamp. And he couldn't finish a non-padded practice.
Peter Skoronski drafted.
Now, to be fair, the kid has asthma.
Right.
We didn't know.
We didn't know that, and I'm not sure the Titans necessarily knew that coming out either.
So Vrabel made Rob Moore tell us that. Oh, the kid has asthma. You tell him.
So Peter Skoronski drafted as a left tackle. Now, whether he wasn't going to ever be your left tackle, that's up for debate. But you're moving him to another position, and it's once again another offensive lineman where you're immediately moving him to another position, which he's played before in high school. It's different, of course. So it's a history now where the Titans are telling the fan base, trust us, we will get this right. To be fair, they've gotten it right under this regime so far. So that gives me a little bit of hope for this one. But I understand Philip and a lot of Titans fans saying, why are we the only team seemingly who has to worry about our first-round draft pick?
Right.
Chargers ain't worrying about the Joe Alt figuring it out at right tackle. Now, maybe it's the same sort of thing, but a little more polished than Joe Alt. You're not worried about Malik Nabers being a wide receiver.
I'm worried about who's throwing him the ball. I'm not worried about him catching the ball and making plays.
Right.
Yeah.
Really, you can look at the Titans and the Falcons, and you're worrying, is this first-round pick really going to work right away for us?
Wow. Still, I mean, Rich Eisen cannot get off this.
Nope.
Did you hear what he had to say yesterday? Like, he was still like, I don't understand what the Falcons did.
It's not something we touched on immediately on Friday, but I don't know. I'm kind of on his side. Not everything's going to work out the way the Packers did it. It's fool's gold almost to think, well, the Packers had it work out. We pissed off the quarterback. We pissed off Aaron Rodgers. He left. Well, it ended up working out for us.
Jordan Love turned out to be pretty darn good. Yeah.
To me, that's one in a million, John.
You're right.
And to be honest, all due respect to the Atlanta Falcons and all due respect to the Green Bay Packers, I trust their process more than yours. In Raheem Morris and Fosnot, I believe, is the GM.
Fontenot, I think it is.
To me, I think you have more trust in the Green Bay Packers as an organization than the Atlanta Falcons, because other than 28-3, what have they done in my lifetime? Not a whole lot. I mean, Michael Vick was great, but nothing much to come from it. So I
think they got to like one NFC championship game with Vick, and that was it. Exciting brand of ball, but not really Super Bowl championship caliber brand of ball.
To me, you have to let Kirk Cousins know heading into the draft, hey, if this guy's here, we like him, we're going to take him. That doesn't happen. To me, I just don't get it. You sign this guy for $1 billion, and you're already you're not ruining the relationship, but you're not making it any better. And he's yet to take a snap under center.
Yeah, weird stuff. Weird stuff. NHL playoffs last night. The Panthers beat the Lightning 6-1, so they win that series 4-1. The Lightning are out, and as a Ranger fan, I couldn't be happier. Stars beat the Golden Knights 4-2, and so that series tied 2-2. That's a great series going on right now, man. That is fun stuff. And let's see. What else we got going on? What else we got cooking here?
Got NBA tonight.
Yeah, NBA tonight. We're going to talk about LeBron James. Mariners beat the Braves last night in Seattle 2-1 in a tightly pitched game. So we've got Braves baseball again tonight with 8:25 pregame in Seattle against the Mariners. All right, time for a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the NBA playoffs, LeBron James's future. Yeah, sorry. We're going to talk about it, whether you like it or not. But up next, we head out to Vegas, check in with our guy Brad Powers from bradpowersports.com. Stick around, WNSR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Warrior fan, can't believe I'm about to say it. You just got beamed. Devastating evening for the Dubs. Devastating, in fact, for anybody who has pulled for this Warriors dynasty. It truly did feel like the end of an era. And if not the end of an era, maybe the end of Klay Thompson's era at Golden State. What a terrible way to go. You got to feel for him. Disastrous night for a class guy and a rough night for a class organization.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
JB and the General, John Burton, the General, Patton Cook. Inside the Strike and Spare Family. Inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Let me try that again. I can talk. You know who can talk really well is Brad Powers out in Vegas from BradPowersSports.com. Brad, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing? Well, thanks for having me.
Always good to talk to you, bro. It's a question I think I ask you every year. You know, now that the draft is over, what is that? Does that move any, you know, futures in the NFL in terms of, you know, win totals, that kind of thing? Or is it still a wait-and-see type of deal?
It shouldn't move the markets, but it does move the markets. Specifically, actually, not immediately, but throughout the course of the summer as Joe Q Public gets involved, because they're going to overreact to the draft, even though for the most part, should be a non-factor. Maybe there's a couple teams where you know, the draft will impact a team a half a win, and sometimes where it happens is maybe not what you would normally think. It would be a team that you thought would not take a quarterback does, surprisingly, and maybe the expectation is, hey, that rookie's going to play earlier than expected. I would say me generally, just because it was such an asinine pick, I worry about the team chemistry. And whatnot. I mean, the Falcons, a team that actually their win total went up with Kirk Cousins when right. he signed. Now, I mean, I don't know what that locker room dynamic is going to be. So I would be more pessimistic about the Atlanta Falcons now. So that would be one. Broncos is going to go with a starting, maybe Bo Nix is a rookie. That, to me, that's also, a team that I'm more pessimistic on now.
Well, they could go with Zach Wilson, and there you go, Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking so positive about that.
So, Brad, what's your general rule of thumb, though, in that area? Just, you know, shop around, get the best value, and don't be swayed too much about who went where.
Broken record is boring, but honestly, I don't want to waste anybody's time, but, I mean, if you shop 10, 12 books, for a win total, a future, whatever, get the absolute best price that you can. You're doing better than 95% of the people betting, and you can actually win if you just do that.
I don't think we asked you this yet. If we did, if I did, I apologize, but I'll ask you again. Did you get a chance to see Vanderbilt and Tennessee's spring games, and what'd you think?
I did watch Tennessee. Vanderbilt, I believe, unless somebody's got some feed that I did.
That's right. They didn't have
a
spring game. My bad. You're right.
Yeah. No, I would have liked to have seen it with all the changes.
Right.
And a very inexperienced team, and basically New Mexico State transferred over. I don't know if that's going to translate to the SEC, but
real quick,
Brad, real quick,
I hate to interrupt you, but and I apologize for that, but the fact that Vanderbilt didn't have a spring game, is that kind of a telling sign that they don't think their team is going to be very good?
That's a good question. It could work both ways, or you're doing something that you don't want people to know about.
Mm-hmm.
It could be one or the other. So I do think the world of Jerry Kill, though. So I'm not going to, you know, all jokes aside with the New Mexico State transfers.
Right.
Jerry Kill has worked wonders. I mean, New Mexico State arguably was bottom 2-3 program historically the last 60, 70 years and won 10 games with them last year. So we'll see. I would have liked to have seen it. The fact that I didn't, I mean, what does that mean? Well, it makes me less likely to be involved with Vanderbilt, at least until I see something during the season. With that being said, they opened up the week one game, and they're hosting Virginia Tech. DraftKings opened that line 9.5. I bet Virginia Tech. I think that line's a little short there. I like the Hokies quite a bit this year. So
mm-hmm.
I did end up taking an anti-Vanderbilt position there.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, yeah, I mean, I tweeted this. I mean, I think they're a playoff-type team. Does it mean they're a slam dunk to make the playoffs? No, but I think Tennessee fans should have the expectations with a 12-team playoff is kind of playoff or bust. I think a lot, you know, there's 12, 15 programs that could say that almost year after year. And Tennessee's one of them now with what Josh Heupel's done with that program. Are they capable of winning 2-3 games and winning the playoff? No. Are they going to be, you know, in the mix for an SEC championship? No. Obviously, I still like Georgia. I think Ole Miss is better. Texas is better than Tennessee. But I think it's a 9-win type of team. If they catch a break or two, they can win 10 games. If you win 10 games in the SEC, I think you're in the playoff.
You mentioned Texas and Oklahoma. What are your outlooks for those two programs heading into the SEC now for year one for both those programs?
Yeah, I'm kind of selling both. Even though I have Texas number 4 right now in my power rings. Oh, I thought you said you were selling them. I'm selling them relative to expectations. I know Arch Manning had an unbelievable spring game and whatnot. I didn't like what I saw defensively from them. I worry, I mean, the weekly grind of an SEC schedule is different than playing TCU and Texas Tech. It just is. No disrespect to those programs, but big difference there for both Texas and Oklahoma. Oklahoma market is already giving you a tell. Win total 7.5.
Mm.
I mean, that's as low as a win total as Oklahoma's had
wow.
in the last 25 years, going back to Bob Stoops when he won the title in 2000. So I would lean more under than over. Even though I think Oklahoma on a power rating basis is a top 15 caliber team. They got a major hole in the offensive line. That's not good when you're entering SEC play. And the schedule is absolutely brutal. Oklahoma specifically plays a top 5 schedule in terms of difficulty. So I think the Sooners struggle in year one in the SEC.
Brad Powers is our guest, bradpowersports.com. You can click the Bill King tab at the top of the page. Follow him on Twitter X. Go ahead, Pat.
Brad, we don't like to see it, but injuries happen to the quarterback position. On the Texas situation, if Quinn Ewers were to go down and Arch Manning were slotted in, do you think Quinn Ewers would get the job back? Kind of what did you see from Arch Manning in that kind of flurry of spring game action?
Yeah, he would be, Wally Pipp? You know, the old Lou Gehrig. I know I'm really dating myself with a 90-year reference, but yeah, I think that'd be the case. Arch, obviously, a lot of fanfare, looked the part. This is very in the weeds, but sometimes why I watch spring games, because you try to get into that, you don't know exactly what's going on in that locker room, but they had Quinn Ewers on the sidelines. They interviewed him. I think the first question was an Arch Manning question, and his body language when they asked him that was not good. And 90% of all communications nonverbal. I'm just telling you, it just wasn't good. So I think Quinn Ewers starts week one, but if you're asking me now, at some point during the season, Arch Manning will he or won't he start at least one game this season? I would bet the yes at this point.
Brad, what's your outlook on LSU? How much pressure do they have to kind of make it into the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's year three for Brian Kelly. You got to start making a move. He's done a decent job so far. He's won 20 games in 2 years. He had the Heisman Trophy winner last year. A lot of fanfare offensively, but you lose a lot of dynamic firepower on offense. You lose three first-round draft picks, so two wide receivers, and obviously Daniels at quarterback. So, but with that being said, I think they'll be okay on offense. Nussmeier looked really good in the bowl game. Followed up, looked really good in the spring game. I think they're not going to be as dynamic at wide receiver as they were a year ago. But Kyron Lacy, I mean, played like a first-team All-American in the spring game. They'll be fine there. Defense is still going to be an issue. They need help on the interior defensive line. The back end was lost during the spring game. Multiple big plays on the back end, whether it be in the run game or the pass game. I don't think they're a national title contender. But, again, with the 12-team playoff, we got to start looking at things different. They are a playoff-contending team. Mm. So I thought win total is about right at 9.5.
Brad, are you surprised that Brian Kelly hasn't been able to figure out the defense at a team and program like LSU?
Yeah, a little bit, because honestly, defense was a little bit more his forte at Notre Dame. I mean, he had some good defensive coordinators, Clark Lee being one of them. You guys are familiar with him being the Vanderbilt coach now. You know, Mike Elko was a defensive coordinator for a year. The 2012 team with Manti Te'o was more defensive-oriented. So, yeah, now that it's year three, I know he made a pretty good hire getting the Missouri defensive coordinator, but I don't know if they're going to make significant strides this year personnel-wise. I will say one thing that does look like what it did, what he had for most years at Notre Dame, the tight end room and the offensive line room at LSU is as good as any in the entire country. So that's one thing that he's gotten figured out here by year three.
One more for me, Brad. Programs like Ole Miss, who expectations they haven't had in my lifetime, how do you kind of handle that? How do you kind of bet on teams like Ole Miss? Because they've got expectations they've definitely not had under Lane Kiffin.
I sell. I mean, I hate to be a party pooper, but I when everybody is talking, you know, historically speaking, you're at one level, and then all of a sudden, 1 year, people are expecting you at a different level, even though the personnel says you should be a national title contender. I just have my doubts. And also, I have my doubts. I haven't watched a spring game yet. I don't even think they played football. I think they had like a dunk contest, a hot dog eating contest. they did. I'm not joking. I'm not making it up. That's what they did. I'll report on it, take some videos. But, I mean, I don't know. That's just not my wheelhouse. I know it's for the kids and stuff, but I go back, what is Kirby Smart doing? What would Nick Saban do?
Right.
Kirby Smart played his Heisman Trophy favorite quarterback the entire game. And in the post game, you know what he said? He said, hey, when we get an opportunity to play football, we play football here at Georgia. I think that's my forte. So I'm selling Ole Miss this year. Haven't gotten to a price point yet that I'd really like to go under their win total. I do think 9.5 is pretty reasonable. But if some book gets too excited and posts a 10, I'm definitely going under.
Brad, I know, speaking of not your forte, I know NBA is not necessarily your forte, but we got a 2-2 series tonight between the Magic and Patton's Cavaliers. Do you have a general rule when a series is tied? Do you favor the home team? Do you play the under? Is there like a general rule of thumb in those situations that you have?
Yeah, good question. As long as you're not paying a premium, and I don't think you are here on Cleveland. Game one was Cleveland, 5.5-point favorite. I guess a slight downgrade since the series is tied 2-2. Now they're laying, 4.5 tonight?
Yeah.
I would lean towards the Cleveland side. What I have seen in a lot of these series, and we talked about the last few weeks, is, you know, unders were pretty profitable for a while. They're still doing pretty good, 24-15 so far in the playoffs. But, I mean, just to show you in this series, I mean, game one's total was 206.5, and now it's down 5 points. So I'm not going to play the under, even though it feels like a must win for both teams. I think the winner tonight wins the series. I'm going to take Cleveland.
I just read, Brad, where Dave and Buster's is now going to allow you to bet on arcade games. Have you seen that? A, and B, have we jumped the shark?
Yeah, I think we have in that regard. I do like Dave and Buster's. When I worked at Phil Steele, literally right now I could walk to Dave and Buster's. So I used to go there for lunch. So good memories. But
food's not bad, right?
Not
I've
really
eaten there before.
Betting arcade games.
Oh, awesome. Hey, Brad, get your plugs in, my man.
BradPowerSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, you can sign up for the weekly newsletter during the season. College football preview will be up here in a couple of months. So check it out, BradPowerSports.com.
Brad, always a pleasure. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time, all right?
All right, take care, guys.
Yep. How about that, Pat? You can bet on arcade games now at Dave and Buster's.
I mean, just what the people needed and wanted, John.
Imagine that for a first date. You're like, oh, we'll go to Dave and Buster's, have a little dinner, play some games, you know, and then you get in this competitive thing, you know, with your date, and, you know, you win money off her, and she never wants to see you again.
No, it's exactly what you need. A great idea. But you're right. I love Dave and Buster's. Food is terrific.
Food's decent, man. You know, the atmosphere's great. It's like, it's where adults can go and, you know, screw around for a couple hours,
it's the
right?
Adult version of Chuck E. Cheese.
That's right. My sister used to work at Chuck E. Cheese back in the day. By the way, underrated pizza, Chuck E. Cheese. You with me there?
I absolutely agree. Now, I haven't had it, and I'm 25 right now, probably 15 years. But from what I remember, it's very good.
There you go. All right, we'll take your phone calls and texts to the top of the hour, 615-844-5600. We'll come back. WNSR.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's MELINDAS.com. Melinda's.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
It's a Bill King Show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
JB and the General on a Tuesday morning. Sun's out after a rainy night. Like I said, I slept like a baby last night. Now I know why, because it was raining all night. NBA playoffs, Celtics beat the Heat 102-88. They lead that series 3-1, but it looks like that win may have come at a price there, Patton Cook.
Yes, two injuries, one a little more minor than the other. You had Jason Tatum kind of rolled his ankle up by a pretty dirty play. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, by Bam Adebayo. After the whistle, Bam puts his foot under the jump shot of Jason Tatum. He lands on it, rolls his ankle. Now, Kristaps Porzingis, he goes down with a non-contact injury with his right knee. He is getting imaging on that done today, but the wide spread theory is that it is probably a torn ACL.
Wow.
And probably done for the year and probably done for next year as well.
Well, that opens the door for your Cavaliers if they can beat the Orlando Magic tonight. Game 5, series tied 2-2. It's in Cleveland, but there is a lot of fear and loathing in the land this morning. A lot of people think that, you know, there are people in Cleveland saying the Magic are going to win this game. They're going to win this series. I mean, listen, the Cavs looked awful in those two games against the Magic. They blew a big lead in one, right? Or both, maybe.
They're leading big, I believe, in the second one. Now, it was pretty close to the majority of the game in the first game at home for Orlando, and they ended up running away with that. But they got punked by Mickey Mouse, John. Got down there, and they turned into last year's Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah. At home, they're all big and tough, but they go on the road, mm-hmm. and a crumb of adversity comes their way, and they fold.
That's been the knock on them, that they're not mentally or physically tough. They kind of got pushed around by the Knicks last year in round one, losing that series. And a lot of people are saying that, you know, the immediate future of this organization is going to be defined by what happens tonight, a la Donovan Mitchell, you know, Garland, who's been kind of absent for you guys in these playoffs, hasn't he?
He's been okay, but all year he's been about like he is right now. Not an all-star.
Yeah.
That's what they're paying him
like an all-star.
He's a max contract type guy. He's not a super max, but he's a max contract. And it was the right move to sign him when they did, because by all accounts, he was very much on the road to be a top five point guard in this league. He's way off the pace right now, John. And I said it off air. I'm contemplating whether or not saying it on air, but Donovan Mitchell, he can go to Brooklyn. He can go to New York. I don't care.
You're done with Donovan Mitchell.
An offer in the fourth quarter, that cannot happen.
Yeah.
For a supposed alpha number
superstar,
one type guy.
Right.
I'm tired of it. Now, he hasn't done anything verbally, saying anything about wanting to leave or anything. But it's just been he's toting us along. He's like leading us to pasture right now, and I don't see him coming back next year, and I'm not going to be shedding any tears. He's been okay. He's been really good for the Cavs at some moments, but in the postseason, to me, he's no better than guys I get onto a lot of time. Kawhi Leonard, where are you right now? Hurt again, the LA Clippers. Now, Donovan Mitchell's playing, but he's not making a real impact for the type of money he's making as well.
Thunder beat the Pelicans 97-89 last night, so they sweep that series 4-0. There was no Zion for the Pelicans. I mean, what chance would you give them?
Charles said, not after game 4, but after game 3.
No.
You know, his whole thing is sending teams out to Cancun and
Go
to the beach.
Fishing. Yeah.
Yeah, he told them he's sending them to Galveston, Galveston, Texas, with that dirty water down there.
Well, see, at least he's not talking about the women of San Antonio like he did a few.
Yeah.
They're eating them churros, nothing but some big fat women down there. knucklehead. Nuggets beat the Lakers 108-106. So Denver wins that series 4-1. They advance to round two. And now speculation begins on King James's future, both his career and his career in Los Angeles. Would refuse to answer a reporter's question about his future in Los Angeles. Right, exactly. What's your gut tell you? I don't think he's going to retire.
I don't either.
I mean, he's still damn good. What do you have, like 39-8 last night?
Yeah, I don't either. I see...
He's not going to retire.
No, I see him giving it one go with his son. I do truly believe that will happen, the whatever team. And some team will draft...
Bronny?
They'll draft
Bronny because that means they can sign LeBron, exactly. Probably.
1 year of LeBron James will make up for... Even if Bronny James doesn't turn into the type of guy. But you hear NBA guys, and what do I know? They say he's better suited for the NBA game. I don't know. On LeBron, he will come back. I don't think it's in L.A., John.
Really?
He's got
a good lifestyle there. I mean, he's getting into entertainment and stuff. I think he's got two homes out there. I mean,
he does.
He could build a house and buy a house anywhere in the world with the money he's got.
Right, and he... He can fly anywhere in the matter of hours. We can be in L.A. by sunset if he left in the morning. So, I think, and I look at what Darwin Ham, my gosh. To me, after, what was it, game three, you had LeBron telling him to challenge. He doesn't challenge, and he throws a temper tantrum on the court, and I understand it. I don't know. I don't see this working out anymore in L.A. Now, you mention it, and that's my biggest beef with LeBron right now. It's not bad. It's not about basketball anymore.
Yeah,
it's about off the court stuff, and that's fine if that's where he is in his career. So
yeah, he's still playing well, but it doesn't seem like he's as hell bent on winning championships as he was, you know, a number of years ago. I'll listen to that.
But I think if you're going to be in L.A., your load management is nil because as good as Anthony Davis has been this year, it's still not good enough. LeBron's still having to play an infinite amount of minutes.
And that wasn't the idea, right?
No, it wasn't. So if you come back next year, I hope he doesn't go back. I'm not saying he has to go back to Cleveland. I'd welcome it. I'd welcome it very much.
I think it'd be great.
So. But I'm not saying he has to go back there. But to me, the experiment in the L.A. lifestyle, I mean, you can get that anywhere. You can get that in 2 hours. You could fly back home after practice and go back to L.A. I don't see it anymore.
You know where he could go? Say, go New York, go New York, go! Imagine him and Brunson.
Yeah.
A guy like Brunson who could penetrate, shoot, find open shooters, create. Anyway, by the way, Timberwolves Nuggets in round two. That is going to be must-see television. That is going to be a fantastic round two series, is it not?
It is. Anthony Edwards has turned himself to me, John, and we're a big Memphis Grizzlies house here.
Yep, home of the
big
Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies,
that's right.
Station.
Nashville's home for Memphis Grizzlies basketball.
John Morant, you have been overtaken, my sir, and it's not even close to me, and that's your own fault. You did that to yourself. Now, injuries, you can't do much about it, but your extracurriculars – you absolutely could have done stuff about it. And while you were doing that, Anthony Edwards has been building up a nice little team in Minnesota, and it doesn't look like he's going anywhere.
Mm. I know we're late for a break, but what's the deal with the Bucks? Like, Giannis and Dame are hurt?
Giannis and Dame are hurt. Doc Rivers is spiraling in
Doc
Milwaukee.
Rivers is doing what we, you know, it's springtime, wet, the sky's blue.
If you listen to this show, we told you exactly what was going to happen, and it's happening.
So we're going to have a second round of the playoffs without LeBron, without Dame, without Steph, without Giannis. I mean, it is a new time in the NBA. Speaking of time, we are late for a break. Back after this.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Sky Rizzi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Sky Rizzi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up, and if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a 7th straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Go. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
So, second round of the playoffs in the NBA coming up. No KD, no LeBron, no Steph. More than like, well, definitely no Giannis, no Dame. Man, it is a new breed in the National Basketball Association. And it's a good thing. If I'm Adam Silver, I got to feel good about it, you know, because it's time to promote some new stars like Anthony Edwards, you know, like Jalen Brunson. Yeah, hopefully Noah Embiid, too. Hopefully my Knicks can take care of business tonight and close out that series at Madison Square Garden. They're up 3-1 on the 76ers. But they got some guys banged up as well, so we shall see. Before we close out hour number one, what do you say we head up to Culioca and talk to RD? Ricky Dale!
Good morning, Fred. John, thought about you last night. I was surfing on Netflix, and once again come across the great documentary on Yogi Berra titled "It Ain't Over."
I haven't watched that yet. I'm looking forward to watching that.
Oh, brother, you've got to watch that. It goes back from Yogi's childhood all the way through the end. But anyway, like a lot of times, you watch things several times and you catch something new each time. And I thought you'd find this interesting. Long toward the end of both Yogi and his wife's lives, his wife was, she was at home on a deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
And Yogi was in a wheelchair. And his son rose, they knew death was near for their mother. So their sons roll him into, he's in a wheelchair, roll him into the bedroom, and he reaches over. By the way, he and his wife's love affair is a lifelong love affair.
Mm-hmm.
Love affair is a story within itself. Yogi Berra, he was the father, husband, and grandfather we all hope to be. But anyway, so Yogi reaches over and grabs her hand, and he looks down and he says, "Carm, let's get the hell out of here and go get a drink.
That's Yogi.
That's Yogi.
Yep.
And his son said for the first time, his wife was semi-conscious. And for the first time that day, she opened her eyes and smiled and said, okay, Yogi.
Oh, man, that's sweet. That's awesome.
Ain't that sweet. Yogi Berra, my all-time favorite baseball player.
Yep. Well, I think he won like 10 World Series with the Yankees. Thanks for sharing that, RD. That's great. I'm going to watch that. That's on my list.
Be sure to. Pat, you watch it too.
We'll do, RD.
I got to see that Patriots Dynasty documentary on Apple TV as well. All right, hour number two coming up next. WNSR, stick around.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The judge overseeing former President Trump's criminal hush money trial has held him in contempt. Judge Juan Merchan fined him $9,000 for violating the gag order. ABC's John Santucci says
the reality is that Donald Trump for years has been told by advisors since he became a political candidate in 2015, rein it in, don't post this, don't do that. He never listened to anybody because, quite frankly, there were no consequences.
As the trial continues, prosecutors began the day with testimony from the banker for Trump's one-time fixer, Michael Cohen. House Democratic leaders just announced in a statement that if a motion to vacate the seat of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is brought to the floor, they will vote to table the effort, a significant development. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have intensified at some college campuses, and four law enforcement officers were killed in Charlotte, North Carolina, while attempting to serve a warrant on Monday. This is ABC News.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program here on WNSR, JB and the General, John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. A must win for the Predators tonight in Vancouver. They're down 3-1 to the Canucks. Tough sledding for the Preds. All signs point to Vancouver winning this game and closing out the series, which is why a big part of me thinks the Preds are going to win based on how this series is going. So, Patton, for those that missed an hour number one, when we come back here tomorrow at 9 a.m., will the Predators season still be alive, or will it be over?
Preds fans, do not take this the wrong way, but it is over. You are screwed. I think it ends tonight. And like I said, anything could happen because this series has been about as crazy as could be. When you look at 3-1, it does not tell the whole story.
Exactly.
Because like you said yesterday, and you made a great point, it could easily be the other way around. It could be Preds 3-1 in terms of the Canucks. So I think it does end tonight for a couple different reasons. I think when you lose games like you did the other night on what night was that, Sunday?
Sunday night. Sunday afternoon into early evening.
To me, John, that is incredibly hard to get over for a team, especially when you needed it as badly as the Preds needed it to tie it up at 2-2, guarantee yourself you're going to get another home game, but you're 10 seconds away from getting out of there with a victory.
Colton Sissons had the game on his stick.
Right.
It would be 2-2, pivotal game 5 tonight. You know, probably more pressure on Vancouver. Pressure on both teams, obviously, right. Because, you know.
But you give the goal up, you go into overtime, you lose pretty quickly there. To me, that told you all you needed to know. Their heads had dropped. They were not ready.
They were the guys were stunned in that locker room afterwards.
So I think it's going to carry over tonight. I see that happening. I see a lot of – I think they'll give it their all, and I think they'll have a nice chance to win tonight. But I think in those final moments, I think the Canucks will get it done. And – they haven't played their best hockey as Vancouver yet.
Yeah.
And to me, what good teams do when they smell blood, when chum is in the water, they take advantage. And I think the Vancouver Canucks will take advantage tonight, play their best game of the series, and close this one up in 5 because you need as much rest as you can in the postseason. Preds found it out the hard way in the Stanley Cup run. They were battered and bruised with all their tough games getting into the Stanley Cup final.
And remember, they lost Johansson for the final against Pittsburgh. Right. That might have been a different outcome had Johansson been held. Remember, he was playing great at the time.
Exactly. So I think they'll get it done tonight, get those extra couple of days rest before advancing on to round number 2.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Vancouver, but they're only slight favorites tonight. Yeah. Which I think is interesting. But they are overwhelming favorites to win the series. Right?
Plus 600 for the Preds, minus 900 for the Canucks.
Wow. That's got
to bet 900 to win 100.
That is, wow. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens tonight. 9 o'clock start, and I believe it's available. You can watch it on Bally, and man, it's going to be... I know this. It's going to be some seriously good playoff hockey tonight. I mean, guys, you know, the forechecks are going to be, you know, they're going to be beating the crap out of each other. Guys are going to be diving all over the ice, blocking shots and whatnot. So the more desperate team is going to win. So if I'm, to your point, if I'm Vancouver, I'm desperate to win and not have to go back to Nashville for a game 6.
No doubt about it.
We shall see what happens. We didn't get a chance to yesterday hear from the Titans top brass after the draft, after the seven picks were made. So we thought we would bestow that opportunity to our listeners now, correct, Patton?
Yes, we'll listen to a couple questions here in succession. Rand Carthon, as well as the assistant general manager, Anthony Robinson, were at the podium. Just general draft recap, and we'll chop it up after.
Let's enjoy a few minutes.
Part of the process of doing that, you know, when you bring guys in, sometimes you have questions, you know, about guys and you want to dig a little bit deeper, and Cedric was about as clean as they come. And so we felt comfortable with what we knew about him and our contacts and the people that we know that has spent time with him. So it really wasn't a need to use that. We'd rather use that visit on someone else that we have more questions about.
See, Brownlee is more of a slot guy, or you see him with the capability to play on the outside too?
Yeah, we see him as a guy that's got versatility to play inside and outside. He's a passionate guy. He's tough. You know, he plays bigger than he measures. He's played inside. He's played outside. We feel like he can do both. Brings that versatility.
And you were down there.
No, and I was gonna say, and he's a dog on teams.
Yep.
You were down there in Mobile for the Senior Bowl. Six out of these seven guys are Senior Bowl. Participants, is that a coincidence, or what went into, you know, so many guys being picked for Mobile?
No, I think when you go down to Mobile, that's when you put showcasing what you can do, right? You take these guys who've been at their university for the last 4 or 5 years, and now you put them in an environment of Senior Bowl, and you give them new coaches. They're around different players, different schemes, and that's what you want to see. And a lot of these guys, you know, rise to the occasion. They show up, they compete. You know, to your question on Cedric Gray, he was a guy that we interviewed down at the Senior Bowl. So we were able to get in front of him, and we felt really good about, you know, what we got from that interview. But, yeah, it's a good opportunity for them to showcase what they have and for us to go down there and see him.
And with James Williams, you know, he said that you guys had spoke to him about linebacker. Mm-hmm. That was really the first time he got to showcase what he could do there. What did you see from him in Mobile?
Just a kid that's he's big kid. You know, he's 6'3", he's 230 pounds, he's got long arms. He's played in the middle of the field. He's played down in the box. Being able to see that on tape and see it live, you know, really helps our evaluation. Frank Bush, you know, did a good job of watching him and kind of projecting what he could be for us, and also help us on special teams.
5 of 7 on defense. I guess that just how the board fell. I mean, going in, do you ever think, okay, we need to be heavy on defense, or just best players with defense?
That was how the board fell. And, you know, last year we went all offense. Yeah. So let the board dictates, you know, what happens and, you know, what's available to us. But we kind of figured the front end of the draft would probably be heavy offense, and then the back half would be heavy defense, and that's kind of how it went for us. You know, we were joking before we came up here. It's a lot of things. You know, TD made the correlation to all the guys, you know, that were at the Senior Bowls. And looking at the list, 5 out of the 7 guys we drafted, all names start with J. So maybe we have a thing with J names too. We got Jerome, and that's JC. Jerome, Jarvis, Jaquan, James, and Jalen. So good luck to y'all remembering all those J's.
Players all at different positions. Is there what are the characteristics from each guy that are similar, you think, of what you're looking for in players that that you would say stand out?
Football character. You know, all these guys love football. All these guys are passionate about football. All these guys fit what we want this program to be and what we want this organization to be about. You can hear the passion in all the guys when you hear these phone calls when we made them, you know, how this moment was big for them, whether their name was called at 7 or at 252. You know, you feel the passion in all of them. So that's one thing that stands out about all these young men.
Brandon, your ears okay from the Jaquan Jackson call?
Man, it was so much to that call. So, it was a cool moment, you know, especially, you know, with his relationship with Tajay, and talking to Tajay literally right after, got a FaceTime from him. He probably FaceTimed me 2 more times after that, then sent a text. And then Jaquan, you know, called Colt and Levine and asking when can he come, how soon can he get here. Him and Tajay might be driving here now for all I know, but I know he's excited to be here.
What does it mean to you to have a guy, well, really both of them, to have a guy wanting to be here that bad?
No, I think that means a lot, you know, because he's got kind of familiarity with the team, with having Tajay on the team, so he kind of know what to expect, you know, because Tajay's been in the building, new staff, kind of, you know, laid out the parameters of what to expect, so he'll know that coming in.
No,
I was going to say, I think, you know, I think a lot of kids that we visited with, that we met with, you know, if they had their choice, would want to be here. Just for the environment and, like I said, what this city provides, what this state provides. And I think that shows, and I think that's big for all of us here.
What did you guys see in Jaquan that really set him apart from some of the guys taken around him, and how much does his ability in punt return potentially going to play a factor this fall?
I think he's a guy that he's a dual returner. I think he can kick return. I think he can punt return, and he has an element that he can bring to the offense. So he was a complete guy for us, and it just made sense, especially with, you know, this new kickoff rule that we're all trying to figure out, you know, and it's essentially the first play of offense the way it's going to be run. And so you need a guy that has, you know, run the daylight skill set that can, you know, make something out of nothing in short space.
How's he do with physicality against the press?
I mean, most of these young guys still have, you know, a ways to go, you know, because they don't press much in college, you know, especially when you're fast, you know, people play off of you because they're scared of the speed. So that's a part of his game that he'll continue to work on. And, you know, with Coach Tyke Tolbert, who specializes in, you know, developing these young receivers, have no doubt in my mind that he'll learn how to do that.
Rand Carthon, Titans general manager, Anthony Robinson, A-Rob, Titans assistant general manager. Some of their comments on Saturday after the draft was concluded. Seven picks. They had seven picks. They made all seven picks. They didn't trade. They didn't move. You know, they stayed put at seven, even when Ault went to the Chargers at five. And they picked J.C. Latham. And, you know, picking up on a point that we were talking about in hour number one, Patton, you know, our conversation with Philip Cox from Strike and Spare bowling centers, you know, he basically said, you know, kind of what you said, by and large, you know, the belief is, okay, the Latham thing will work out. But he basically mentioned, and you've mentioned this, as a Titans fan, and I'm an independent Titans observer, I'm like, okay, yeah, it's fine. This is what they did. As somebody like you two who are emotionally invested in how the team does, you know, you're getting a little tired of having to be told, hey, just wait to see what our first round draft pick is going to do. And, you know, instead of having the sure thing that, you know, as long as they stay healthy, they're going to produce, right?
Right. And first round picks are hard enough to get right anyway. You don't need to add on added risk. And risk has been something the Titans as a whole really haven't had a big issue putting into their first round draft picks. Pretty much all of them had some sort of risk. I went down the line in hour number one. They all have something that you look at and say, this is risky. This may not work out how the Titans want it to. It was no nailed on starter that Peter Skoronski was going to work out at left guard. He was forever a left tackle in college.
Mm-hmm.
You were hoping and wishing that it was going to end up being okay, him moving inside. It has worked out. It's worked out well, but eventually.
I think he played pretty well when he was healthy
right,
last year.
Eventually, it's going to get back to you, and it's going to kind of bite you in the butt a little bit. And the Titans have opened themselves up to risk. It's bitten them on the butt more than once, more than often, quite frankly, under John Robinson. So that's the point of contention. Now, if it hadn't been the past 5 years where you're at the point now where you don't really have any worry of drafting or signing your future player that you drafted 5 years ago, who are the Titans looking to sign from their draft classes? Amani Hooker was the last one, and you're really not worried about anyone else after that. Roger McCreary, maybe. You need to see some more from him, but if he's just slot corner right now, John, you can get that elsewhere.
You don't need to break the bank for a slot corner.
No,
right.
But he's been nice, but it's just kind of putting things into perspective. So I get it from Phillip's perspective. I get it from everyone's perspective. You'd like to not have added risk when it's already hard enough to draft a first round talent. The Titans have showed you that very much so.
Scale of 1 to 10, what's your confidence level in Latham being able to go from the right side in college and be a quality NFL left tackle here in the pros?
I'll be a 7. It's not a 10, it's not a 4, but I think it's a pretty good chance that he ends up working out there, because he's got the one, he's done it before, he's never not kicked left before.
And
that,
right.
To me, cuz I think that's the biggest question we heard we heard Kevin talk about it yesterday. This is something he is fairly used to, not at this level, of course. So I think it's a pretty good chance that he does so. But my floor, John, is him being an elite level right tackle. I just don't see it not working out for them with the hands, with the strength, with really all the measurables that he's shown.
He's got the size. He's got
and
the strength.
On tape, he looks good on tape at right tackle. So I see it at least being a elite level type right tackle, but you need him at left. If it's not at left, it's once again not good value for the Titans at seven.
Who's the one guy we're not talking about out of the seven? Taking Latham out for a second. You know, who's the one guy that you're really excited about outside of Latham?
It's a good question. I'm interested in on how Tavondre Sweat pairs up with Jeffrey Simmons for a couple different reasons. The weight is something that they'll have to work on, but to me, it's not easy, but it's something you can see right away, John, and there's a pretty clear plan on how to get him to lose some weight and how to get him to be a little bit quicker. Theoretically, if he's as serious as he's talked about, now there was a clip yesterday that went up that Titans fans are pretty fired up about, talking about the haters and saying, I'm working in Nashville, I'll see you soon. If he's as serious as he wants to be, that shouldn't be a problem for him to get down a little bit. And on tape, he looks just as good as the tape J.C. Latham has. It is dominant down low. It's in terms of pressuring the quarterback, not as much. But for me, John, that's what Jeffrey Simmons is for. That's what Harold Landry is for. You needed somebody who's going to stuff the middle.
He's the gap stopper. He's that guy that's going to, you know, occupy blockers and allow Jeff to do his thing. So you don't really worry about, you know, how many sacks he's going to have or his ability to rush the passer, right?
Now, Denico Autry gave you both, but I don't think he is as dominant in the run game maybe as you would like. And I think some of that had to do with Arden Key, which they really haven't addressed yet, outside linebacker. And like I've said, they're not going to be able to address everything this season. There's more than
there's a lot of holes to fill. Right. Exactly.
So that's where I see. I like Tavondre Sweat. That's a name I'm looking for because the measurables are there. There's kind of tweaks you like to make to maybe his diet and the playing size he's going to play at on film, he plays extremely hard. And
well, they'll give him a set weight that he'll have to reach and play at. And stay at.
And I heard people question the snaps. He played more snaps than Byron Murphy did, the first round tackle, who was kind of his Jeffrey Simmons to what he'll be.
Well, Sweat had a first round grade on him, right? The only reason why he got knocked down the second round is because he got that DUI.
And that's worrisome a little bit, but we'll see.
We're here in Nashville? Come on. What could possibly go wrong?
Right, what could go wrong when not 3 years ago you had your first round pick laying on the pavement at a TSU party.
Yeah, because he jumped out a window because he wasn't supposed to be there. All right. Well, listen, when we come back, we're going to do Cat's Corner a little early. Jeff Fisher, you ever hear of him?
I heard him a time or two.
Cats coming off a big win in their first game of the year over the Minnesota Myth, 47-12. They got out to a 47-0 lead and cruised from there. Jeff Fisher, one of the co-owners and director of everything. With the Nashville Cats, and of course, the former Titans coach. He's going to join us next, WNSR.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Striking Spare Studio, it's JB and the General.
Just a few minutes, former Titans coach Jeff Fisher will give us a call. We'll talk about the Nashville Cats' sparkling debut last Saturday night, 47-12 over the Minnesota Myth. They're right back at it on Thursday at Albany.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Thursday night football.
Thursday night football. We love it. We like it. We love it. We want more of it.
I wonder how long it'll take before the Arena Football League starts branching out into Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday like the NFL. We'll have football every day of the week here soon.
Oh, that's coming. That's coming. 24 game schedule, games every night. You know,
double headers.
Once a month. We all know the NFL are greedy pigs. Okay, I mean, come on. You know, let's be honest.
It's the cash cow. They can't stop going back to the.
Well, you know, Roger Goodell. He doesn't work for the league. He works for the league's owners,
right.
And his job is to make them money, a lot of money. So
now, John,
yeah,
Roger Goodell's really the only NFL commissioner I ever know. To be quite honest.
Yeah.
What was the NFL commissioner and kind of the league like kind of before
him? You're asking the old guy?
The old guy.
Well, back in my day. Well, when I first started watching the NFL, Pete Rozelle was the commissioner, and he was very instrumental in the merger, obviously, the 1970 merger, which changed the game, the NFL and the AFL merging. One of the things, you know, we talk about sports betting now. Well, Pete Rozelle was the guy that okayed Jimmy the Greek to be on the NFL Today, the pregame show on CBS. And, you know, it was a betting segment. He would say it without saying it. And, you know, Rozelle was basically like, yeah, it's fine. And he gave the okay on that. And, you know, the Greek would come on there and say, all right, I like Washington to win, but by no more than three. And he'd kind of look into the camera and wink a little bit. And so you knew what was up. But Rozelle was a very, very innovative commissioner. And then when he retired, Paul Tagliabue came in and was the commissioner. And he just looked like a guy that just didn't want to be there. I know he's in the Hall of Fame and all that, but I never felt like that was a job he wanted, because it just The NFL got a little stale there for a while, I think, under Tagliabue's leadership. You know, it was just kind of stuck in the mud there for a while. And then now you have Roger Goodell, and, you know, listen, Roger Goodell's made a ton of money over the years. You know, has he done a lot for the game? I don't know. They talk about player safety, yet, you know, they want to add games. So, yeah. But back in my day, the first commissioner was Pete Rozelle.
Okay.
Who was very, very, like I said, you know, if not for the merger, who knows where pro football would be right now. Really, the 70s was like the gateway decade to what we know now with professional football in terms of iconic teams, iconic players, all-time greats, that sort of thing. Speaking of all-time greats, former Titans head coach Jeff Fisher joins us. Jeff, good morning. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning.
Great to talk with you as always. Well, a sparkling debut for the Nashville Cats Saturday night. You get out to a 47-0 lead over the Minnesota Myth and cruise to a 47-12 win. What'd you think of the game Saturday?
You know what? I think aside from the actually winning the game, I'd like to say that we won the day.
Yeah.
The day was awesome. We were yesterday. We kind of regrouped and went back through everything, and you know what can we do better and this and that. And the biggest problem we had was long lines, and that's something we can fix. You know, it was so cool. I got to share this with you guys. I'm a grandpa, right? So I got a 4.5-year-old granddaughter sitting next to me. Kind of middle part of the game, I took went up just to see the game from the seat, and she did the wave for the first time in her life. She's never seen a wave before, and that just kind of shows you what just how much enthusiasm there was, and just all these Cat fans they all kept coming and coming and coming. It was really cool to see, and that's the bottom line is, you know, that's why I got into it. That's why we got into it, because we wanted to bring smiles back to the Cat fans, the old fans' faces. And then I'm sure we basically have a lot of new, you know, Nashville Cat fans that are looking forward to the next game. So overall, I was pleased. There's always little things, you know, you're trying sure. to make do everything perfectly, and we got some work to do and some improvement, but overall I think from the standpoint of the first one back in town in a number of years, it went over pretty well.
Coach, obviously, you know, you've admitted you're still learning about the arena game as opposed to the 11-on-11 game that you coached for many years and been involved with for many years. Seeing the game live, you know, what was that experience like for you, and what did you learn about the arena game as opposed to, you know, the 100-yard normal game that we're used to?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fast game. It's quick. It's a high-scoring game. You know, the fans, I mean, you blink and something happens. And so I feel like we, you know, our staff, our head coach and his group did a great job putting the team together. We're very, very competitive. I was told, now again, fact checking and all this day and age is different, but I was told that the points that we gave up in the game were like an historic all-time low points allowed by your defense. And so, you got to give the defense credit, but just to be able to do those type of things in this game, I thought was really impressive. The officiating crew was great. I think, you know, we can do some stuff with the
officials. Oh, the officials are always great when you win, right, Coach?
Oh, yeah. No, they're great. Yeah. But what's interesting, this is the thing that's interesting, is that, you know, you talk about just officials in this game. There's a number of white hats in the NFL right now that have experience in indoor arena football. And, you know, this is a great training opportunity for officials, because the rules are different, the game's complex, it's different, it's fast, and it's just more and more experience that they're able to gain as they aspire to, you know, ultimately become NFL officials. So, you know, and then the other thing, I don't know if you guys are aware, but we had a player signed by the 49ers yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And that in itself is a compliment to this league, and kind of a statement as to where, you know, where the NFL is and the alternative leagues, and there's only eight teams playing now, you know, outdoor in the spring, and they're watching these games because the talent level and a lot of these indoor teams that are in this league is pretty good. And so to have a player signed off your roster, it's like that's a that you lose a good player, but you're so happy that that happened for him, and then for the, you know, just for the players that, you know, that are in this league, realizing that, hey, the league's watching, the big league's watching these games.
Coach, I'd imagine your game days with the Cats are a little different than the Titans and the Rams. Kind of what is your game day like with the Cats?
Well, I mean, I'm more of a, you know, from an operations standpoint, making sure this works, making sure that the officials have what they need, you know, all those type of things. I mean, the, for me, you know, I've watched the practices. We've got great confidence in the coaching staff and the players and what they're doing. And this team's going to get better. But for me personally, I wanted to go out and thank the fans.
Yeah.
And I spent as much time as I could walking around, thanking people. I went up to our radio booth and we spelled Eli at halftime and gave him a little break and, you know, had a few words. But by and large, I mean, I love seeing the people enjoying themselves and having fun. And so that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Jeff Fisher is our guest, former Titans head coach, of course, director of football operations now, and partner with the Nashville Cats as we bring you Cats Corner on this Tuesday on WNSR. Well, Coach, I know no matter what league you're involved in, you want to see good quarterback play, and Ramon Atkins was pretty good for the Cats the other night, 8 of 14, 161 yards, 4 touchdowns, pretty efficient night for him.
Well, yeah, he can spin it. We knew he could. I watched him in practice, and, I mean, he knows he's got a great release, and that's the type of quarterback that you need. You know, I think, you know, as we were putting this all together, you think to yourself, oh boy, we need somebody that can run around and, you know, be an added dimension with his legs and a mobility. But no, you need somebody that can find the laces and cut the ball loose. Mm-hmm. And he did a great job with that. And in his first year in this, and first time, and, you know, when where the real bullets are flying in this game, I thought he did a great job, and there's a, you know, he's only going to continue to get better.
Jeff, what was some of the kind of fan conversations you got to have this weekend? I'm sure they loved seeing you, and I'm sure they loved kind of being at Municipal Auditorium watching the Cats again.
It was a lot of thanks so much for bringing them back, and you know, people are just looking forward to just being part of it. And if you haven't been to one, there's not a bad seat at the auditorium, and the game is so fast and it's so exciting. I mean, you, literally, you can reach down between your legs to grab your popcorn, look up, and you miss the touchdown pass. You know, it's just that stuff happens so fast. So yeah, it's good. I mean, I just, you know, we have such a, you know, just such a love for Nashville. And, you know, from the time I arrived here 25, 30 years ago, whatever it is, I mean, people are so engaging, and they're real, and they just want to reach out and touch and thank you and all that. And this is, again, like I said earlier, this is kind of why I got involved, because I can never repay Nashville for what Nashville did for me and my family.
Coach, a short turnaround for the team, obviously got a Thursday night in my neck of the woods, upstate New York against Albany. From your experience dealing with these short weeks as a coach, what was always your approach with the players?
Well, it's short weeks are, you know, you just got to get your bodies back.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. And, you know, the players understand that. And so we ended up very healthy after coming off that game. So it's more of a recovery effort for a couple days, and then make sure that you don't have any glitches with your travel, and, you know, just go on. By the time, you know, they get into the warm-ups, you know, Thursday night, that they'll be good to go and ready, and they can rest up next week, because obviously we have, you know, another home game, and we got, you know, extra few days. So these guys just want to go up there and have fun, play well, and find a way. This team, however, the Albany team is a very, very solid team. They've been around for a while. It's a very, very professionally run organization. We currently right now are scheduled to be aired on NFL Network. And, we're just kind of hoping that thing continues and we'll be able to see it. But right now, the network is slated to cover this game, provided the production stuff goes well up there. So again, the league is just coming back. It's week two, and we got a lot of good things ahead of us. Hopefully, we'll figure out the streaming issues and things like that, so our fans can watch us as we get out and hopefully dominate the road part of our schedule.
Coach, I hope you don't mind, but I got a Titans related question for you. Do you mind?
No, absolutely.
So J.C. Latham, the talk around town right now, of course, they're going to try and move him from right to left. When you were coaching in the NFL, what was your philosophy on that?
Well, I mean, there's so many things involved with that. First off, I mean, you're going to go out and you're going to draft somebody that high because of needs and value and all those things. You're going to have a coach on your staff that's going to take over. And he's got, by and large, this coach needs to have experience and understand what they're doing. And there's nobody better, in my mind, to bring a young man along, in his case, is going to be quick, than Coach Callahan. So when people say, the doubters say, oh, man, you reached that, you got a guy at right tackle, you're going to move him over to left, that's going to be a transition. Yeah, it's going to be a little different. But he's already started, I'm sure. I was talking to Brad Hopkins about it last night. Brad said, no, it's not as hard as people think. And so, you just have a dominant hand and you got to, obviously change. But, yeah, everything changes and is different. Some guys adjust much quicker than other guys, but I don't think there's going to be an issue here. I like what they did overall. Obviously, it all starts up front. You build your football team from the football outward, mm-hmm. and that's what they've done. They recognize the deficiencies up front. And I teased Brad Hopkins. I said, do you think they finally replaced you after all these years? And so I think they probably did. So,
Coach, last question. The Atlanta Falcons get a lot of heat for what they did, taking Penix when they've already signed Kirk Cousins to that $180 million contract, $100 million guaranteed. They gave their reasons, like they don't want to be caught in quarterback purgatory. What did you think of what the Falcons did? Because they're getting a lot of heat for it. I think unnecessarily, kind of, in my mind.
Well, where's the heat coming from? I don't know. I mean, the Falcons, I mean, this is the NFL, man. I mean, you're going to be criticized, and, you just turn that stuff off. But I will say this. I think their last year, of course, across the NFL season, there were 62, 63 quarterbacks that played in games. I'll take you back the year before last to the 49ers. What happened in the playoff game was the championship game where they didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
So bottom line is this, they know what they're doing. Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is a very, very good player and quarterback in this league. He does have injury history. And what happens in the event that Kurt Mutton is unable to play because of the injury history and his age? What are you going to do? They solved that problem, and they now have a quarterback of the future that's going to learn from Kurt. He's going to sit and watch, and my philosophy is you don't put him in there too soon. And I think that's exactly what they're doing. They want to compete. They want to compete for a long time. And so whoever, all the naysayers and the doubters, I mean, they got their own opinion. They're entitled to them, and they can voice it. But I don't have any problem with it whatsoever. They're planning for the future. They want to be competitive. They want to be top of the division. They don't have to worry about the quarterback position now, and they can address everything else.
Coach, always a pleasure talking with you. Congratulations on a sparkling opener with the Cats. Good luck Thursday to the entire team at Albany, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you guys so much. Thanks a bit, and have a great day.
All right. The great Jeff Fisher. What can you say? He's the man.
As a kid, I was in my seat just cheering on Mr. Jeff Fisher. What a time.
I'm sure producer Debbie was glued to the radio. She's a big Jeff Fisher fan as well. All right, we're late for a break. We're back after this. WNSR.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville Double Stack or the world famous Bar Lines Grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the Bar Lines Grinder? Two kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was.
I think I saw a little bit of his workout. Looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
On a Tuesday, John Burton, Pat Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. NBA playoffs tonight. My Knicks with a chance to close out the 76ers at Madison Square Garden. They're up 3-1 in that series. Your Cavaliers in a 2-2 series with the Magic. Game 5 back in Cleveland tonight. What happens?
Great question. You know, I really don't know.
Wow.
John, I'll say this, and maybe this makes me a, a bad person. Really don't care anymore. This season, I'm just...
Wow!
Yeah, I'm just...
Patton Cook, ladies and gentlemen. You're a diehard Cleveland Cavs
fan.
Yeah,
I'm just... I'm sick of it.
You're over it.
I'm sick of it. I'm like Preds fans tonight. Even though my team is 2-2 right now, it's a little bit different, of course, but...
Yeah, but if you win this series, you could face a banged-up Celtics team in round two.
Yeah.
They're gettable in round two.
But what they
did... Porzingis, like you said, probably a torn ACL.
Yeah.
Tatum, was it Tatum or Brown? It was Tatum. You know, it looks like he's got a really bad sprained ankle. You would have a shot to win in round two.
You would have a shot, but they laid down to the Orlando Magic.
They got punked by Mickey Mouse.
Dwight Howard isn't walking through that door anymore. Hidu Turkoglu isn't walking through that door anymore. Tracy McGrady isn't
Dennis
walking.
Dennis Scott, Nick Anderson,
I mean, all
Scott
respect,
Skiles.
Now, it's not Mo Wagner, but the other one, the other brother. He's really good.
Yeah, Wagner.
He's really good. Great, good young player. But they quit. They quit two games in a row in Orlando.
Wow. Jeez.
And I got Donovan Mitchell telling me how he should be a league MVP. Really? Okay. League MVP's doing that, Donovan?
Don't beat around the bush. How do you really feel?
Anyway.
Pacers Bucks tonight. I'm hoping the Pacers put the Bucks out of their misery.
I'm with you.
What a disaster this season has been. They fire their coach.
Deserve every bit of
they
it.
They were like 20 games over 500. They fire their coach for Glenn, I'm not even going to call him Doc anymore. It's Glenn Rivers.
Glenn Rivers.
Now, I'm stealing this from Evan Roberts at WFAN. He basically said he's Glenn Rivers. He's not Doc anymore. And so, you know, we steal stuff in sports talk radio, so I'm stealing that from Evan. By the way, speaking of WFAN, Boomer Esiason just signed a new contract with WFAN. He does the morning show with my buddy Greg Giannotti. He is leaving the NFL today. And, you know, I work at News Channel 5, a CBS affiliate, and by far, the NFL Today is the best pregame show.
Oh, yeah.
Outside, it's probably NFL Network, if we're being honest. But of the four major networks,
totally,
their pregame show is by far the best. And
said he loves doing radio.
Yeah, he does love doing radio.
6 a.m. he comes in every morning.
That guy's a workhorse. I mean, he doesn't have to work another day in his life. He played forever in the NFL. He was at the NFL Today for 22 years, I think. He's been at the WFAN for like 17 years now. Mm-hmm. And he loves getting up in the morning and doing sports talk radio. He's from New York. He's a diehard Mets fan. He's a diehard New York Ranger fan. You know, he doesn't really care about either football team. He played for the Jets, but it was such a disaster when he played there. He doesn't have a lot of, and I could tell he doesn't really like the Giants. But, you know, he's a Knicks fan. He's a Rangers fan. He's a Mets fan. I mean, he loves doing sports talk radio.
Who's going to fill his seat, you think, John?
They got to be setting it up for somebody, right?
Right.
Belichick, question mark?
He was very good on the NFL draft.
I got to go back and listen to
really
what...
Really good.
Yeah, I heard nothing but rave reviews.
Really good.
Like, he was telling it like it is.
Now, he was petty as a mofo with the Patriots pick.
I like that
so
about him.
You go back and listen to his analysis on Drake May. It was the most
I heard he barbecued him, basically.
Man.
You're like, wow, this guy's footwork's not very good.
Right. look at this. I mean, this window right here, this is the biggest window you're going to have in the NFL, and he doesn't throw it. This kid's chopped liver out here.
I love Bill Belichick. I'm sorry.
You will love and appreciate the Drake May analogy.
Well, that is going to be... While I'm enjoying my egg whites and my turkey bacon a little bit later and my gluten-free toast, I will fire up the old YouTuber and listen to... Coach Belichick's piffy comments.
Really, all he needed to do was just crack a smile at the very end. Just crack a smile and wink at the camera after that analysis. Because that's exactly what it was. It was, you know what, screw you, Robert Kraft, and that article that came out.
Man.
Good luck.
I love the pettiness. It's part of our podcast with Keith Bullock.
Yep.
We talk about pettiness in sports. It's never been... better, the pettiness in sports right now. Social media has played a part in that, and, you know, numbskulls like us getting on the radio and giving our opinions.
You can be petty, and especially players, and you're not going to get punched in the face on the court. I mean, none of that stuff happens anymore.
Never.
Never.
We'll come back.
Unless you're Draymond Green.
Exactly. We'll come back and wrap up the show after this.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit thelsco.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Attention business owners, WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen.
Tonight, stay up for some West Coast baseball from T-Mobile Park in Seattle as Matt Olsen and the Braves take on the Seattle Mariners.
Pre-game coverage begins at 8:25 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
As you just heard our big voice guy, Adam Johnson, tell us, Braves baseball tonight on these airwaves. 8:25 pregame as they get set to take on the Seattle Mariners, game two of that series. So we'll have that for you to enjoy. Plenty of NHL and NBA playoff action tonight. Of course, all eyes here in Nashville on the Predators at Vancouver. 9 o'clock start tonight. Game five, they're down 3-1. But as we said, Vancouver only a slight favorite to win tonight's game and close out the series, but they're heavy favorites to win the series, which is kind of weird. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah, I don't know. That is odd. I guess they just think that within the three cracks they'll have at it, they'll strike one.
Right,
but
right.
Because, I mean, they haven't
they'll
been...
win one before the Predators win three is what they're betting on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not like they've been elite by any means as
exactly.
Vancouver. So I'd say that probably plays into one game compared to the three to get one, if that makes any sense. But, It's desperation hockey. You're never out of it until you're truly out of it for the Preds. So now's their time.
Well, it is a must win because, you know, hockey teams, you know, hockey players.
You know what
players,
they're doing right, though, John?
What's that?
They're staving off elimination.
Staving off elimination if they win tonight.
Come on.
So, yeah, because, you know, it's so funny when you talk to a team when they're down, like, you know, 0-2 or 2-1, and you say, all right, is tonight a must win? They're like, no, it's not a must win until you're facing elimination. Well, we can safely say, we can safely report, Patton Cook, that tonight is a must win for the Nashville Predators.
Yeah, we won't get any coaches calling our line. Well, technically, it actually is a must win. There's still more games after.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, this is a must win.
This is a must win. It is win or go home. One thing we know.
We don't know much.
Exactly. The Predators are coming back to Nashville after tonight's game. Will the Vancouver Canucks be coming with them? We shall find out tonight, sir. Your prediction, once again, before we call it a day, close up shop.
Nashville Predators, you had a great season.
Wow.
But it's time to say goodbye.
I got a weird feeling that somehow the Predators are going to win this game. We'll find out. All right, thanks for listening. We got McFarland's at 2. And Jim Rome comes your way next. So thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Patton and I will see you mañana. Peace.